So now until now, by the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, we are in Vrindavan Dham. And we've been listening to the glories of Bhagavad Parikar, Bhagavad Parshads. And Sevak. We've been listening to their Gun Mahima. In this way, by listening to their qualities, not only are we cleansed of all sins and offenses, but we also have this Samanda with the Bhaktas. And then we eternally have this Samanda. This Samanda becomes very strong. Or else, if we don't have this Samanda with the devotees, then very difficult to cross Maya. This Maya, which is very difficult. See, in this Kali Yuga, and also intelligence is not very strong. If someone says something, then we become his or hers. We've lost our sense of discretion. This is step after step. We're losing ourselves. We cannot remain equivoiced. Therefore, it is said, see, Mukti herself, standing with folded hands, desiring to serve Bhakti Devi. So someone has had with the Bhagavad Bhaktas, and if he enters this realm of Bhakti, if he desires to practice Bhakti, then when we become fixed in Bhakti, then Bhagavan, he gives his mercy, he gives darshan. They say, at the time he will not see any other forms. He will see the form of Bhagavan himself, this is the Vikashavar Murti. You will see him in his beautiful form. Then you will realize that now Bhagavan's mercy is upon me. Bhakta's mercy is upon me. Or just showing will not do. If Bhakti is not fixed, if we are not fixed up in Bhakti, then Bhagavan will not give darshan. You will not be able to see the Vikishore Murti. Like Mahabhagavat, he doesn't see anyone's physical body. He only sees his Ishtadev everywhere. Like Tulsidas, he has sung. I'm seeing Sitaram everywhere. Not that everything becomes Sitaram. Rather, you see Sitaram everywhere. So, one sees Krishna or Paramatma in the heart of every living entity. I'll not see this Jadaswarup, material form. Because whatever we see by our eyes, we accept. And there is no way for that vision to escape from our eyes. That becomes prarabdha, prarabdha. We cannot make this vision leave our sight. These two eyes are lenses. And whatever they see, they accept. So if they see something, so if you see something with attention, then that vision that you've seen, that sight, it has a lasting impression in your heart. When you see a snake, when it swallows a rat, you see the rat gets stuck in the snake's mouth, and the snake cannot even throw the rat out of its mouth. And the rat is also stuck in the snake's mouth. And then they say, the snake also, its stomach gets swollen and the snake also dies. And the rat also dies. So they say, we accept many pictures of this world. And then we become entangled. And they say, we die a spiritual death. Therefore, when bhakti becomes fixed, then what will happen? This aprakat guru shakti will appear in our hearts. And this Divya Kishoramurti will appear in our hearts. We'll have darshan of Shri Krishna. At the time of Mukti herself, she stands there with folded hands. Dharmartha Kammoksh themselves stand there with folded hands. May you accept us. But still the bhakta, he'll say, I don't wish to accept you. Therefore, it is said, so in this way, when Gurudev came to the ashram, he would respect all the devotees. In the Bhagavatam it is said that you should consider every jiva to be part and parcel of Krishna. So you should respect every jiva. Because Bhagavan is present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. He's seeing everything, whatever we are doing. So someone would say that no, don't show anything. If you respect anyone now, offer pranams. And if you don't offer any pranams tomorrow, then that curse will be upon you. Therefore, whatever you do with attention, so that you don't commit avagya or aparad towards anyone. So Gurudev would say, when the mercy of the bhaktas is upon someone, then he'll advance. Because if one has doubt, fear in this path of bhakti, then is there any other path for him? Having come to the bhaktas, why should one fear? He should be fearless. This in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been described. Shiv Thakur, he instructed the Prachetas in the 4th chapter. In this fourth canto, 24th chapter. There it has been said that Shivji, he told the Prachetas to engage in Bhagavad Upasana. He instructed them. He told them, all of you go, I'll give you a mantra, and this way, you should do dhyana and upasana with this mantra, and you'll realize Bhagavan in your heart. So then the Prachetas, all these Prachetas, whatever mantras they learned from Shivji, they did tapasya. And then it said the water. In this way, they realized Bhagavan in their hearts. Bhagavan gave them darshan, gave them his mercy. So Shivji is very merciful. And he always does Bhagavad Katha Kirtan. He's always absorbed in thinking about Shri Bhagavan and his good qualities. And he gives everyone instructions about Bhagavad Bhakti. In this way, he instructs everyone on bhakti and he himself practices, follows. So then what happened? When Shivratri came, so from before, Gurudev would follow the Shivratri Vrat. And now, the Gaudiya Math, they started saying, because they don't follow Shivratri. Either in Iskan or in Gaudiya Math. They say, why should we follow Shivratri? How was he born on this day? He doesn't have any father, mother. Where is his house? So they say, he said, he is Vaishnava, he is not Bhagavan. Why should we follow his Vrata? This way many points of discussion came and then they complained to Param Gurudev, saying this new vrata is being followed in the Gaudiya Math, Shivji's vrata. So they're saying many things. So then Param Gurudev, we called Gurudev. Who told you to follow the Shivrata? Who taught you? So Gurudev said, I saw in the Panchika. You've compiled this Panchika. That is Shivratri, Shivrata. Even the time of Parun is written there. Everything is written there. So what can I do? In fact, if anyone doesn't follow, then it's his fault. I'm only following the calendar, the Shastras. And then... this is Upasana of Vishaya Vigraha. Means when Vishaya Vigraha is worshipped, then fasting is followed. But not for Asha Vigraha. Like you don't fast on Radharani's appearance day or Gurudev's appearance day. No. It was a Shakti Tattva. And this Upas is followed for Shaktiman Tattva. So then Gurudev, he asked very humbly, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, he is Sadashiv. Then why is there his vrata followed, Sadashiv vrata? This is when Shivji's vrata is followed, Shivratri, then why should this vrata be followed? And so, slowly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Shiv Tattva has been described. There in the scene that Bhagavan Vishnu, he accepts this Tamogun and accepts this portion of Shiv Thakur to destroy the world. And Vishnu himself, he accepts this form of Brahma to create this world. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, three are not different from each other. They are the same in Tattva. This way, so then Gurudev, he quoted from the Bhagavatam, then he explained everything from there. So Sanatana Goswami, he has described in Hari Bhakti Vilas about Shivratri. And especially Sanatana Goswami every day, when he would be in Vrindavan, he would go for Darshan of Gopishwar Mahadev, he would do Parikrama. He would be in Govardhan, he would go to Chakleshwar Mahadev. In Kamyavan, he would go to Kameshwar Mahadev. Mahaprabhu, he also sent Tapan Mishra to Kashi. Go there and you worship Shivji. Because he said, where can I find sadhus in Kali Yuga? Who shall I stay with? Who will protect me? Who will instruct me on bhakti, protect me? So Mahaprabhu said, go to Varanasi. I am also coming there. When Tapan Mishra came, Chandrasekhar Acharya, this Maharishtriya Brahmin, many came. At that time, Mahaprabhu himself, when he'd come to Vrindavan, when he'd go from Vrindavan for 2 months, he would stay there in Varanasi. So there, if you follow the limbs of bhakti anywhere else, then who will help us? But here is Shiv Thakur himself, he is sitting there. And then this way, he'll help one follow the limbs of bhakti in all ways. Therefore, Varanasi is not Karmakshetra or Jnanakshetra. It's Divyadham. So there also Mahaprabhu, he he told Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he is the son of Tapan Mishra, that you practice speaking the Bhagavatam here in Kashi. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami stayed there for some time. So he also studied the essence of all the Vedas. He learned from Sarvam Pandit disciple Madhusudan Vachaspati. So Shiv Thakur, if anyone goes to him, not only will he remove one's anarthas, not only will he destroy his pap, tap, malinta, now he also helps one enter this Bhakti Rajya. Because without Harikatan, Harikatha, he has nothing else to offer. So Maharaj said, alright. So Gurudev, Param Gurudev, he told Maharaj, alright, no one should disturb him. He can do what he wants. He is bona fide. This is bona fide to follow Shivaratri. But you see, in Gaudiya Math, there's a rule. You see, in Gaudiya Math, unless one is taunted, and unless one taunts another person, he'll never be peaceful. At heart, he's always trying to taunt, bully, and do all these things. So they said they also did the same thing to Gurudev also. And when I came to Mathura, we saw how so many quarrels take place. And then Gurudev would speak such beautiful tattvas. And we see even Gurudev has published this book, Shiva Tattva. It's in Hindi, English, in all many languages. This book has been translated and published. You see, Gurudev, he followed, he was strong. He never gave in to anyone's demands. You see, the calendars in the Gaudiya Math, everywhere they mention the Shivaratri. See, in Vrindavan, there you can have darshan of Gopishwar. In Bhuvaneshwar, you can have darshan of Lingarishwar. And this Lokanath Mahadev in Jagannath Puri. You see, all the Vaishnavas, they go and they have darshan of all these places. But still, they say you should not follow Shivaratri. And if anyone tries following, they'll discourage that person. It creates so many problems. So if you think about all these things and think, why should, then how can you advance? Because the one who lacks discrimination, who is aviveki, means who doesn't have this sense of discretion, his love automatically flows towards material objects. But the love of the bhaktas is solely upon Sri Vishnu, one pointed. Ananya Mamata Vishnu. And say, everyone follows this prema bhakti, he'll have faith towards that person. This will be natural. Therefore, just as the materialistic people, their love goes towards the objects of gratification. Similarly, the devotees, their love always flows towards the sadhus, the bhaktas. So Shiv Thakur, he's the greatest of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the bhaktas have so much love for him. This has been told in the Bhagavad and various shastras. So the others who were saying things about Gurudev, they became silent. And you see how Shivji, how he is. He's always assisting all the avatars of Bhagavan. During Ram Lila, he is Hanuman. In Krishna Lila, he is Bhimsen. And he came as Madhach and he... You see, he also appeared as Madhvacharya. Because who is Madhvacharya? He is a combined form of Hanuman, Bhim, Pavan Devata. So you see, Gurudev spoke of many examples. And slowly they became pacified. But still they were not agreeing. So even if they don't eat rice on other days, on that day of Shivaratri, purposely, intentionally, just to taunt Gurudev, from morning they would cook 10 times that day. They make puri, sabji, 56 items. So Shivji eats 56 items, so we'll also follow, so we'll also eat 56 days of Mahaprasad. And so many things happened during that time. So then preaching increased, Gurudev, he saw that many young people start coming to the temple, many people start joining. So Param Gurudev would say that all these people, they would never come. What do they do when I'm sitting here? They're always hiding from me. They're going from there, climbing the wall. They don't come in front of me. So then Gurudev said, why? Because some they've done something and they're guilty of doing something. Therefore they're fearful coming in front of me. So you see what they're doing. Because if one is overly clever, it means something's wrong. What do? They see any Vaishnava, immediately they'll offer Dandavat Pranam, Shastanga Dandavat Pranam. They'll roll on the ground and then they will take the remnants of his plate. They will offer the knots to his shoes. And as soon as he goes away, they'll take the dust from that place, put on their heads. They'll take some water and they'll keep the water underneath his feet and they'll take the Chanamrit. They'll do many things. The bhakti is very excessive. So then Param Gurudev would say, they've done something. They're hiding it. Because excessive bhakti in excess, is a sign of a thief. They'll do so much seva, they'll do everything. So then Param Gurudev, he saw that there was one such person. And then he would do a lot of seva. In the night when the brahmacharis and sannyasis would sleep, in the morning when they would wake up and see all their items are missing, all their things, like chanting bag, achaman cup, clothes, everything. Then Param Gurudev was thinking, who is doing this? Even the sannyasis became upset. Who is this person? This naughty person. Then they saw the big walls all around Devananda Vadiyamad. The gate is locked. Who's entering inside? So Gurudev, he was a police officer. So Param Gurudev said, this is your responsibility. You should catch this person. Anyhow, by tomorrow I should know who this person is. So Gurudev didn't sleep the whole night. He went on the roof. And there he saw. He was seeing from all four sides. There he saw there was a new person. What was he doing? He would go from one room. He would take the items from that one room. He would go and keep it in another room. And he'd be laughing the whole time. And then he'd take the clothes of someone else and put it in the kitchen. Then he'd take the belongings of someone else, put it in the garden. He'd take someone else's belongings, put it in front of the gate. Then he'd be laughing the whole time. And he would be chanting also. So then Gurudev would be seeing this person. At that time there was no CCTV. There was no mobile phones also. So the next day, Param Gurudev, after Mangalarti, he said, oh God Narayan, have you caught that person? And he said, yes, by your mercy I've caught. Oh, I said, all right. Oh, what should we do with him? Bring him here. He came, he offered Shastanga Dandavat Pranam. He was rolling on the ground. And he said, oh. He said, why don't you sleep the whole night? Because sadhus don't perform direct operation. So Param Gurudev asked him, why don't you sleep the whole night? How much bhajan do you do? How many rounds do you chant in the whole night? He said, oh Gurudev, I cannot sleep the whole night. Why? Because before coming to the temple, I was a thief my whole life. Therefore, the whole night I'm awake. And as long as I don't steal, I cannot sleep. So then where can I steal from? So since I cannot steal from anyone, I take his things, I keep it somewhere else. And this way when they're all shouting at each other, I become very happy. And all of them are shouting at each other. Therefore, what do I do? You bestow your mercy. So you see, he was truthful at least. He admitted his fault. You should not hide your faults. So then Param Gurudev blessed him, all right. Now you'll be free from this tendency to steal. Now the mercy of Bhagavan, the devotees, everyone's upon you. Because you admitted your fault. Now you do Harinam during the night, but don't trouble anyone. Come for Mangalarti in the morning. He won't sleep the whole night. And just when Mangalarti would begin, he'd sleep. And then he would wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning. If anyone tried waking him up, he wouldn't wake up. He wouldn't listen to anyone. when he's and when he would eat, even Bhimsen would become shy, saying, "Even I cannot eat as much as he eats." At that time, rice would be mixed with water in the night. 2-3 pots would be left. He would eat everything. Just add some chili, some salt, eat the rice and water. And if you get some mustard oil, add the mustard oil there, mix everything. And he would eat the whole night. And then he'd sleep after Mangalarti. When everyone would give Mangalarti, he'd be sleeping that day. There he'd go to the kitchen. There'd be big woks. They'd use these big woks to cook. And what do? They turn these woks upside down so that water doesn't enter inside. So he'd enter inside there and he'd put some nice papers there, put some leaves, and he'd nicely sleep there. No one could find him. So then when Param Gurudev spoke this, then he told Param Gurudev, "I was a thief. I would do all bad things in my life." So when he said everything in front of Guru, then Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, he said, "No, don't worry. Because you have admitted your faults, you have spoken on them." So this is, you should never, there's no need to hide anything in front of Guru. Whatever you have, anarthas, you should say, "I have this anartha." Then the anarthas will leave you forever. And even the mercy of Bhagavan will be upon you. Therefore, Vaishnavata means simplicity. One who is simple, who is not a hypocrite. You see, when he's saying something, but in his heart he has something else. You see, he has poison in his hands. But his words are very sweet. And some their words are very poisonous. But actually their intentions are very sweet. See, one person, he's sweet, talking very nicely, he's sweet, very sweetly. But inside, so much poison he has. But others, they speak very hard words, but inside they have so much sweetness. So Param Gurudev, doing katha in the evening, he said, "Well, all of you should give your mercy upon this person." Why? Because this person, he has come to the temple. And they say, make sure he doesn't enter into Maya and do bad things. Not one or two days, he had troubled many for so many days. And Param Gurudev told him, "No, you go weep in front of everyone." And they say, and then what happened? And as soon as Param Gurudev told him, spoke to him, blessed him, and everyone thought, he's a very simple person, very strong person. He also said that, "I've killed many people, I've done many things." He said, "No, I've come because now I want to change myself." So this way, he went to the sabha, he folded his hands and he prayed to everyone. "Because in this life I've done so many bad things. Therefore, even I've gone to prison for many days, still I haven't changed. But still I don't know how, by the mercy of the sadhus, I came here to the temple. Even now I'm very strong, but still now I won't do anything wrong. So all of you, forgive me." He started praying. San Param Gurudev said, "If my sadhusang, anyone can change. Even the most stubborn people can change. You see, if you give milk to a snake, only its poison will increase. And even a wicked person comes to a sadhu, then the sadhu will change that person. He'll correct him. Because sadhu's heart is very soft, softer than even butter. It doesn't hate anyone." So they say, but for those who are hypocrites, they cannot go near sadhus. So then Param Gurudev, he said, "From today, you go to the goshala and serve the cows. You lift the cow dung, make cow dung patties, serve the cows, wash the pots." And they say, and all the clothes of the sadhus, you wash their clothes, the sadhus, old people. And they say, so he said, "Oh Guru Maharaj, you bless me so that I will not become a cause of distress for the sadhus. May I always serve them with firm faith." So Param Gurudev even gave him sannyas. And when he become a sannyasi, he become very, very bona fide sannyasi, very strong sannyasi become. When he would do kirtan, when he would sing Sri Guru Charana Padma, then just see, when he would remember Sri Guru Charana Padma, when he would remember Param Gurudev's mercy, he would weep so much. It would make all others also weep. It says, just see, oh merciful Guru, how he changed me. He do kirtan and he explained them. And when at last, during Gaur Purnima, when this vrat was going on, when kirtan abhishek was going on in the evening, then while doing kirtan, and Guru Maharaj was present, everyone was present. He offered Shastanga Dhanat Pranam and there he left his body then, in Gaur Purnima itself. And here Gaur Purnima had finished. Abhishek had just finished. Bhoga was offered. Then everyone took him on the shoulders and they went to the Ganga. And there is Samadhi is also present there. There you see, Param Guru's disciples, many of them had given Samadhi there. He had arranged for this place so that all his disciples would be given Samadhi. And he was given Samadhi there. They say, you never know how the mercy of a sadhu can change a person. And so they say, when Param Gurudev and the others went preaching, they came to Howrah station, they wanted to go anywhere else, then some welfare workers, they came. And they said, oh, you only have young people with you. You've given them saffron cloth, you made them sadhus. See, they could have worked for the country, but instead of working for the country, you don't take anyone who's handicapped, you don't take beggars, blind people. You don't help the society at large. You only take the cream of society. All these people are so qualified and you make them sadhus, babajis. And so they complain to Param Gurudev. So then Param Gurudev said, all right. There are many handicapped people here in this Howrah station, blind people. You round them all up and bring them here. We'll take all of them to the ashram. We'll feed them, we'll give them cloth, we'll give them anything they want. So then Gurudev, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, everyone went. They were very young. So then these welfare workers, they got 10-20 beggars. They said, Param Gurudev told them, you just stay in the mud, eat, sleep, and we'll do everything for you. Then they all start crying. They all start crying and saying. Then Param Gurudev said, why are you crying? If you have something short, we'll give you. And they said, no, I cannot go. One blind person said, I cannot go. I said, why? Because here, there's an old lady. She looks after me. So whatever I get in Bhiksha, I have to give to her. I have to look after her also. And if I leave, who will look after this old lady? And they asked one handicapped person, you at least come to the temple. He said, oh, I have so many members in my house. Whatever bhiksha do I have to look after my family? So even one person would not come to the temple. From morning to evening, so many thousands were collected. Still Param Gurudev. So then, you see, a coward can never become a sadhu. A bogey can now be a yogi. Only he wants to enjoy this tendency for boga. How can he leave this moha, this boga, and come to the ashram and become a sadhu? So then Maharaj, there was a big meeting in the Howrah station. And they said, there were all the travelers in the railway station, all of them came and they started listening to Param Gurudev's Harikatha. So the time after some time, what happened? In front of Devananda Gaudiya Math, there was one blind boy, very thin. So someone took him and threw him in front of the gate of Devananda Gaudiya Math and they left. So because they knew that this whole thing happened in the Howrah station. So then after Mangalarti, Param Gurudev, he saw this handicapped boy. He wore torn cloth. Someone had just thrown him outside there. So it seemed like a dead body. Param Gurudev said he was actually moving. But he was blind, could not move properly, could not even speak properly. So then some you see in Bengal they especially like taunting the sadhus. Then they start saying Mukam Karo Jiva Chalam Pangam Langete Girimyat Privatam Mande Shri Gantaranam. Then the Bengalis said, oh, now let us see now if the Sri Guru can change this handicapped boy. Let's see if he can make him cross mountains. Let's see if he can make him see again. Let's see if he can make him speak eloquently. Then he's really a sadhu, they said. Or else he's not sadhu. They said they start taunting the matavasis there, they were on the Gaudiya. So Gurudev would always stay there, Param Gurudev. Bhagavan said, Gaur Narayan, from today, you give him Charanamrita every day, give him prasad. Not in the gate, but bring him to the Natya Mandir and keep him there. He'll stay there. So then they said, how can he go to the toilet on his own? Who'll look after him? Who'll take him to the toilet every day, clean him, give him food? This is your responsibility. The Maharaj said, all right, you give me the order. Guru's Agya should not be deliberated upon. Then Param Gurudev said, keep me here, Natya Mandir. Then even thieves will not come, monkeys will not come because he's there. Because who will stay in Natya Mandir? You see, even in our temple, if you come, no one is here in Natya Mandir. Even a sparrow will not go. See, sometimes in after Arati, I come, I sit, then they sit. And after some time, I see no one stays here. So then Param Gurudev said, all of you are just locking yourself in rooms. So this handicapped boy, at least let him stay here. Then no thief will come here, no monkey will come and disturb anyone here. At least they know there's one person sitting here. And this person, every day they'd give him prasad, Charanamrit. And then every day, Maharaj would give him Param Gurudev's remnants. He would give remnants of other Vaishnavas. And this person, slowly, he started moving his body. Before he could not even walk properly. Now he could stand on his two legs. Then he took a broom. They started cleaning the Natya Mandir. Slowly. And they say, gradually he started crawling on his knees. And then he went to the bathroom. He even washed his hands. He even started throwing the plates away. Now he no longer staying. Now he stopped staying in the Natya Mandir. Then he went to the garden, he would pick flowers. And so this way, he'd go everywhere. And during the rainy season, everywhere, he would never complain. He'd never give anyone any difficulty. Then by Guru Kripa, people would taunt him. So Maharaj, he would tell Param Gurudev, oh Guru Maharaj. Prahlad, he had said, even if I take the sins of the entire world, give it to me. I will enjoy and you liberate everyone. Even Vasudev Datta, he told Mahaprabhu the same thing. That may all the sins of the people come to me. I will suffer for the sins and you give bhakti to everyone. So they say, Maharaj, he told everyone, all of you bless this boy. Anyhow, he's come to the dham, he's come to the shelter of the sadhus. Shelter of the sadhus. So anyhow, Maharaj would secretly give him this Charanamrit of the sadhus, their remnants. And then you'd give him, you feed him. Then slowly, you see, if you plant a seed, then grows into a sapling, then grows into a very huge tree, gives shade to so many, flowers are blooming, then the fruits, and everyone is so happy. So similarly now, what happened? After some time, he started speaking also, and then he started saying, oh Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. Before he would speak in broken language, and Param Gurudev every day he would come to see him. He would come from anywhere and see, oh, is he here or not? Is he still alive? because you never know how many years one may live in this world. And so, after some years, he would go to the Goshala, he would sweep the floor, he would collect the cow dung. And then slowly he'd go to the place where the pots would be washed. And after some time, Bhagwan, by Bhagwan's mercy, Guru Kripa, he started walking on his two legs. Before he was blind, no, he could see everything now. Paramahansa said, just see. Now I have to give him Harinam, Diksha. So then Gaur Purnima, Paramahansa gave him Nam Diksha. And they say, what name did he give him? He asked everyone, what name should I give him? Then they said, someone said, keep his name Gurudas. No, he, I'll keep his name Vaishnavdas. Because by Vaishnava's mercy, he's got new life. So, Gurudev would say, until the last day of his life, he used to render so much service, no one could compare to him, could be compared with him. Because, heart of a sadhu, even if you do a little service, then Bhagavan says, he also becomes indebted to that person. And sadhu is even more merciful than Bhagavan. If one does a little bhiksha and gives to the sadhu, and Param Gurudev would say, let's just see, he's going house to house, collecting bhiksha, but still he, so many are shouting at him, chastising, but still he goes. And Param Gurudev asked him, then someone would ask, why are you coming here? Even when I'm shouting at you so much, then you give me what you have. You only have these insults to offer to me. So since you only have these insults to offer me, then I'll accept those insults. This is my reward. So he says, how do you see, he took their insults away also. See, even if sometimes you see some people insulting sadhus, they're doing so many things. So the sadhu also takes his, their piety, impiety, everything. Because sadhu will not return empty-handed. He'll take everything that they have. Because he's come to take bhiksha and he'll take something or the other. Then they say, just see, he's come here. See, he's rolling in the dust of the sadhus. Once we were in Govardhan during Rajmandal Parikrama, Swarnakoot Mahotsav. At that time, during the evening, so much would be cooked. Even 10,000, 20,000 people would have prasad and still there'd be so much left. Thousands of preparations. So I thought I'll go to Dhanghati and distribute all this to the poor people there. So then from top I heard some sound. Where are you going? Oh, I have something left. Paneer sabji, so many things. Halwa, kheer, rasgulle, kachodi, so many things. Because no one leave this now. So what can I do? Where to give them away? Then this Vaishnava told me, oh, you don't want to give them anything nice. You want to give something which is old. They're actually doing more austerities than you. During the whole day, night, rainy season, they're rolling in the dust of Giriraj. And so you're giving them all these stale food and you're partying with this sin. Why can't you give them nice things to eat? Then I'll give to the cows in the Goshala. Now, if you put this on the ground, then the cows eat it and the cows may die. And this is not the food for the cows. Then what should I do? Therefore, whatever you like, you should make sure others also eat that. Don't give them stale food. Saying, oh, whatever, everything's been left over, I'll just give this food. Then who will, you'll receive sin because of that. And when you feed the cows very nicely. Put it on a plate and feed the cows. Not that the cows eat the mud off the floor. This way, they would. This is very soul. They would say, as a part and parcel of Krishna. Because Krishna himself said, Mayam Sajiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. They don't see if they're like, oh, Langdaluda, if they're handicapped, this, that. They see how tolerant the soul is. Even though you see on the banks of the Yamuna near Giriraj, even though you see so many sadhus are doing tapasya there, rolling on the ground. Nalgur Manigri, Naradrishi, he made them trees and he left them here in Braj. And just see, Krishna bestowed his mercy on them. But we cannot stay. We like a nice bed, we like a nice pillow, nice food, hot water, nice soap, oil. Let's just see how the others are doing tapasya. So if we don't give nice things to them, we give them spoiled food. And saying, oh, let them eat it now, I'm modest. So we hate them. Then who will receive the fruit for this? And we give so much charity and still we give something nice. So even since then, since I was chastised then, even now I made this rule. They say, always give it, whatever you have, give it away quickly. Don't save anything. Gurudev would say, if something's nice, then you can heat it up and distribute. But don't give anything which is very stale, spoiled. So they say, when the thali would go to Param Gurudev after Bhoga, Param Gurudev would distribute everything from his thali, from his plate. He would not even keep anything for himself. So then Param Gurudev would say, make 40 kilos of rice and some sabji. So that time in Mathura Mat, there's a main road in front of the temple. So that time, after 1 o'clock, when everyone had taken prasad, then Maharaj would say, I'll sit on the chair and get all the rice and sabji out. So that time, whoever was there, the poor, rich, everyone would come and sit in line. And then the sevaks, every day they had this rule. Hot prasad would be given to everyone. And then Param Gurudev would say, and then he'd come inside. He say, if as long as an Atma does not get Bhagavad Prasad, how can that Atma attain auspiciousness? How can he be changed? Because your mind will become according to the food you eat. If you want to change anyone, then you should make sure he gets this purified food. Then his meditation will be fixed. Then there will be a cause of his liberation, Uttamagati. Because the food is pure, then his mind will also be pure. And his remembrance will be very strong. His memory will be strong, he will not forget easily. Because Mahaprasad has so much strength. And what will happen? He will think, why am I bound by these attachments? How can I achieve bhakti? That time he prays to Sri Bhagavan. So Param Gurudev, every day he would come and see what was being distributed. Even Gurudev would see sometimes if sadhus would come and brahmacharis, when they're just eating something and they would be sleeping, then Gurudev would see no one is there. Then Gurudev, he would go to the storehouse, he would get some atta, some potatoes, some goat, he would tie them in a bag. And he would tell the sadhu to take this money, go to the bank of the Yamuna, buy some cow dung patties, and you can cook for yourself. And if he found even one brahmachari, he would say, oh, these sadhus have come, go make some food for them, some prasad. And if something is there, then Gurudev would give to them. Gurudev would say, giving this Bhagavad Prasad to any soul is such. You're doing such great well-being for them. Great is good for them. They say you can give them ordinary food, but who will give them this Bhagavad Prasad? Except for this Bhagavad Prasad, there is no other gati for the soul. This is Guru's parichay. Guru, he gives this Bhagavad Prasad, and he makes all the souls happy. And one doesn't have this daya. You see, without this compassion, then how will you be following dharma? If you have three rotis, then you eat only one roti and you give two rotis away. At least give your share away. In the last Maharaj gave so many blessings, he said. See, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you should be always thinking, as if you don't eaten, you should eat at last. At least one person. And Gurudev would stand and see if anyone would come. They should not go hungry, return hungry. They should be fed something at least. And they say, see, when you've taken birth in this world, one day you'll also have to die. It is certain. Jatasahidruvamityam. But still, before you die, if you cannot engage in the welfare of others, then why have you taken birth? You should always work for the welfare of others. If you only fill your stomach, not helping others, then what is use? Before, in the Bhagavatam, it is said, if one is only engaged in eating, meeting, sleeping, defending, then he's no better than an animal. He's like an animal itself. Nidra, Pai Matun is common to everyone. All the animals are eating and doing all these things. Sleeping, mating, defending. So what is the difference between a human being and an animal then? He is also a human being without dharma is like an animal. What is this parodharma? Savipam sa parodharma. Sache apai tukya pratyata yatma samprasitati. To please the soul, what will you do? How can you make the soul happy? Okay, can the soul be happy by food, medicine? You do Bhagavad Katha Kirtan. See here. You speak Hari Katha. Parikshit Maharaj, he heard from Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami made him drink this rasa. They say he forgot to eat, drink, sleep, anything. He said, we won't eat or drink anything. He said, no. I'm only drinking this rasa by my ears. So who can get this rasa? One who is Nivitta Darshana. Who has nothing, who aspires for nothing from samsara. So Mukta Purush, he can make one drink this nectar. Or else, Bhaktapaduli, Bhaktapadajal, Bhaktapurashesh, 18 sadhana pal. See, the lotus feet of the dust on the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, the Radharamrit, the Shanamrit, is everything you need. At that time, there were not so many sevaks, not so much wealth, property. But Gurudev, that time, Bhiksha, Brahmacharya used to Bhiksha, bring atta. And one day, rotis would be made one time. And when his alfasandas would come, would they go return him hungry? Never. We give to everyone. So then, what happened? Maharaj, you would say, we've heard from our Guru, we've been taught by them that if one is hiding, locks himself inside, then he'll become a mouse. He'll become an owl. If you cannot keep the door open, say, oh, you're Vaishnava, I'm Vaishnava. I'm Vaishnava, my wife is a Vaishnava, and my son, he's the chief Vaishnava. And except for these three Vaishnavas, who should I worship and serve? So this is not this attakana. Then what will be the result? One will have to suffer. So Gurudev would say, when Prachara Harikatha would be spoken, he say, Paramgurudev, from his very childhood, he was under Prabhupada's care. And they were always inclined to do seva. And my Guru Maharaj's name was Sachan Sevak. Prabhupada had given him this name. Say Sajjan Seva would serve everyone. And then what happened? Then Gurudev saw the boy has come from a very educated family. He starts staying in the temple. He said, I'm from the Brahmin family, from a good family, I'm educated. At the time, he had an MA in honors. He said, I cannot do everything, but if you give me Diksha, this is Brahma Diksha, Brahman Diksha, I want to be the pujari for the temple. Other things I cannot do, because in my family, I only want to be this pujari in the temple. I will not do anything. I cannot wash pots. I cannot sweep the floor. I cannot lift this cow dung bhiksha. If I want, I can be the pujari for the temple the whole day. Salesman started laughing. Said, all right. They ordered to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev said, all right. You'll be pujari. Can you wake up 3 in the morning? He said, what is 3? Even 12 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake up. Because I'm your servant. As you wish, I'll serve. And he said, all right. So the time, Param Gurudev, he told him on his face that there's one is the order of Guru Vaishnavas and the other is your order for Guru Vaishnavas. So do you want to receive the order? So are you ordering us or are you waiting for our order? Are you going to decide what is good, what is bad, or you want us to decide what is good, what is bad? Are you Guru or our Guru or am I your Guru? He said, no, you are my Guru, you are my everything, whatever you say, I'll follow. See, whatever you say, I'll do. So they say, I'll listen to everything, but I'll do what I wish. So then I said, that just please make me the pujari in the temple, because I have not said anything else. Because I've waited for your order. Because the son can say something to the father. Disciple can say something to Guru. So they say, I only asked for this request. I am not giving you an order. I am only requesting you. So Param Gurudev said, oh, you are very intelligent. You are very intelligent now. Then he said, all right. So when will you give me Diksha? So give me Diksha today. Why wait for tomorrow? Tomorrow there may be Mahapralaya. I want Diksha just now. This moment I need Brahman Diksha. So Gurudev said, wait for some time. He said, no, I cannot. Tomorrow you never know what might happen. Then so Gurudev said, all right, you're suffering so much. So Maharaj would say, first you learn something. First you become little mature. Then we'll say, no, I cannot tolerate. Or else I'll fast and I'll die. I'll sit here. I'll stop eating, drinking, everything. As long as I don't get Brahman Diksha and this Mandir Seva Puja, either I'll die or anything. I cannot stay here then. And he sat there in one place. So the next morning he came clean shaved. He had a bath in the Ganga. He said, oh, give me Diksha. He said, I want to be the Mandir Pujari. So why do you want to be the Pujari? What is the point? So then anyhow, Param Gurudev he wouldn't give Diksha so quickly. Not that you immediately want Diksha, no. This is not something so easy. It takes some time. So he said, oh, give me this Brahmin thread anyhow. Give me this Tilak Mala, anything. Just give it to me now. He said, oh, give it to me. He said, oh, he's a very enthusiastic boy. He wants Harinam Diksha so quickly, and they told Param Gurudev, give him quickly. Param Gurudev said, no, I will not give him quickly. He said, no, I need Diksha now immediately. So then Param Gurudev's god brothers, they're all said, okay, give him Diksha. And Param Gurudev said, you give then. Why are you telling me to give? They said, we can give, but we don't want to transgress you. So then anyhow, they made Param Gurudev give Diksha to this boy. No, I will not say his name, because it's Kali Yuga. If I say his name, then... So anyhow, he went to the temple, he started doing arati. When he would do arati, he would be weeping, he would be dancing, he would be singing. And everyone would say, oh, just see this pujari. He's singing, dancing, he's doing arati. Just see how he's waving the chamar. Just see how he's offering bhoga. Then he'd say, oh, no rasgulla, no rabadi for Thakurji, no pakodi. No bhaja, oh, there's no curd. He said, oh, no paneer. Then he said, what kind of boga is this? So then he'd ask from others, give me some money. And then he'd arrange the thali very nicely, the plate. He'd keep the plate on his head, and then he'd offer boga. And when the boga would come outside, then he was very renounced, he wouldn't touch anything. Everyone would eat, and then whatever would be left, he would take from the plate, and then he would mix with his, with the other boga, and he would eat. And then he would sleep outside the Natya Mandir. Sometimes he'd go sleep in the fields outside. Then everyone started saying, oh, just see how he's not scared of the mosquitoes. Just see how he's such a great devotee of Bhagavan. Everyone was very astonished. They say after 6 months, one day they saw during Mangalarti, the gate was not open. The gate, until 7 o'clock in the morning, the gate was closed. Then they were saying, where is the pujari, where is the pujari? Everyone's looking. And this way, then anyhow, they took the key and they opened the gate. And there they saw, everything was, Thakurji's crown was missing, his flute was missing, everything was missing. And what did he do? The whole night he took everything away, tied them on a bundle and ran away. And after 4-5 days he sent a letter to Param Gurudev. He said, for 6 months I served so nicely. Here I thought there was so much gold, silver here. But here I'm seeing there's nothing here. No gold, no silver, nothing here. 6 months I wasted of my life here. Wasted 6 months of my life here. What have I done? If I had worked for 6 months, I would have gotten so much money. But here I was only lying on the streets. The mosquitoes are biting me so much. Performed so many austerities. And see what I got in the end. Some useless pots. Some useless things. See how cruel Bhagavan is. How he's rewarded me for my seva. So in Param Gurudev would say, oh Gaur Narayan, just see. Just see what kind of pujari he is. Therefore, there are so many who show off in the temple. Immediately they shave their heads. Immediately they take their mala. Immediately they offer pranams to everyone. They take their foot dust. They take charnamrit. They do so many things. And then in front of everyone, they'll start speaking so many shlokas. And they'll be chanting the whole time. And they say, let's say, oh, they speak very nice things. So then everyone will fold their hands and they kept his name Santaram. So then Maharaj would say, then another sevak came. So then Param Gurudev said, he's a nice sevak, so I'll send him to Mathura Vrindavan. So at that time there was a temple in Mathura. At that time, Prabhupada Sri Thakur, he would do Rajmandal Parikrama with everyone. At that time in Mathura, near Dampier, there was Baldev Ashram where Prabhupada stayed. Because Parikrama would start from Mathura. They would go to Madhuvan, Talvan, and then again they would return to Mathura. So during Prabhupada's time, his disciples, grand disciples, there was a big festival there. So this way, Param Gurudev was the sevak of Prabhupada, he was the manager. So Prabhupada came there, and Param Gurudev himself, they organized everything. So then they stayed in this Baldev Ashram. Then Param Gurudev said, we should keep a nice temple here in Mathura, in remembrance of Prabhupada. So then Gurudev was there, Trivikram Maharaj, everyone was there. Said, Gaur Narayan, now you find a nice place here. Before we stayed in Dharmashala, then wherever we could find place, we would stay there. Because at that time there were no homes there, there were only Dharmashalas. Outside Holy Gate, there was nothing. There was only a post office, this Rangeshwar temple. And then this Dharmashala. And bus stand, there was no Vikas Bazaar, nothing, Dampier Park, nothing. There was only a forest there. So this way, there was this Garib Das Dharmashala. And this way, one sadhu had made this Dharmashala. This sadhu, what did he do? He kept some ladies to work for him. But then in the end, one lady, she hung herself. And the other lady, she had two children. Madan, the two children were Madan and Sadan. So they say, anyhow, this lady, she started looking after these two boys. She had so much debt. So then Gurudev said, can I buy this Paramshala? She said, all right, 24,000 rupees, he said. So then Gurudev told Param Gurudev. So Param Gurudev said, Prabhupada has come to this place. This place is Siddhubhumi. So anyhow, we should take this. So we had no 24,000 rupees. So there was one Guru Bhai, Sanatan Prabhu, who took sannyas along with Swami Maharaj. His name became Muni Maharaj. This way he used to do so much seva during Prabhupada's time. Every Sunday he would come to Mayapur and they'd say Sanatan Prabhu is coming. And then he'd bring pen, pencil, slates for the students who are studying in school. This way he will bring them sweets. Bring them dhoti, chadar, so many things. Ramchandra would be so happy seeing him. Everyone used to have so much faith in him. So he said, I'm going home. I'll send my factory the gold that my wife has. So anyhow, I'll bring this 24,000 rupees and buy this dharmashala. So Param Gurudev was waiting and then he sold everything away. Anyhow, 24,000 rupees he gave to Param Gurudev. And he said, when registry was going on, then the two sons, Madan and Sadan, they took the deed of this, the will of this, and they started chewing on it. They put it in their mouth. Then they said, we don't care for this will, this deed. Then Trikramaraj gave them one slap, and then anyhow he took the deed out of their mouth. Because that, how will the registry take place when they're chewing on the registry paper? So then anyhow, then Param Gurudev bought the sub-registrar, and anyhow the temple was registered. And then when the temple was registered, but still they won't leave. That time there were so many people living there. Many people had occupied the place. Only two rooms were empty. And the temple hall was anyhow empty. Their Giriraj was being worshipped. So then so many court cases were filed. And in this way, anyhow, all these people who are living in the temple, they were giving separate homes. And just, and even now one is still remaining. And anyhow, he was also evicted. Why? Because Prabhupada, he placed his feet there. And then Swami Prabhupada also received sannyas there, Muni Maharaj. Bhakti Kushal Narasimha Maharaj, he stayed there. So many sannyas, he stayed there. Bhikshu Maharaj, he stayed there. Padmarab Maharaj, Bhikshu Maharaj, so many sadhus stayed in that place. And they even left their bodies in that place. In front of my own eyes, so many sadhus left their bodies there. Very perfected place. So the Guru Varga, anyhow, by their own acharan, they show. And then tomorrow we'll listen. It's getting late now.